This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Friday, October 24th. I'm Erin Malsbury. The Pajaro Valley Unified School District is delaying a decision about a policy on teaching controversial issues in the classroom. The updated policy would let the superintendent or their designee decide what's appropriate for students. At a Board of Trustees meeting this week, members of the public voiced concerns about censorship and vague language in the policy. Watsonville activist Omar Dieguez commented that he was allowed to speak at nearby school districts about his pesticide awareness hunger strike, but not in Pajaro Valley schools.
We're trying to educate our students on the harms of pesticides, on how it's affecting our environment.
Others told the board that teachers know their students' needs best. Some board members agreed the policy should be revised with input from students and educators. And from Cap Radio, Governor Gavin Newsom announced this week California National Guard troops could soon be deployed to support food banks across the state. CalFresh benefits could be delayed starting in November if the federal government doesn't reopen this week. Amanda McCarthy heads the River City Food Bank in Sacramento. She says they've already seen an uptick in visitors and will need more hands.
The National Guard might start at a regional food bank helping to do things like pack boxes or bags, maybe also helping out at direct distributions, and that really benefits the community as a whole.
Newsom also announced he'd fast-track $80 million in state funding to backfill benefits that could be delayed. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.